Okay, here we go. Ton tan bigu cholim ein lo shiur. Okay, it says we're learning over here. Daf lametes in the base. It's the second white line. We'll go very quick tonight. Okay, tanya lo nevarais bigu cholim ein lo shiur. My, what does it mean ein lo shiur? Sof rav yisrael lemeimar ein shiur lematan tschora. There's no share to the reward you get for doing the mitzvah. Amar le Rabbi says v'chol mitzvos yei v'chol mitzvos mi sheyesh. Mi yesh shiur lematan tzchoron. If this is enumerated, this is listed specifically, I think mishayim l'shir, it sounds like it is unique. But it's not unique because every single mitzvah you can say is double zach. What do you mean if there's no shiur to the reward? There's no shiur to the reward for any single mitzvah. It's not shaykh to understand the reward for a mitzvah in this world. So therefore, what then does it involve tonight within the Mishnah? Hare ha'vizor b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. The person being nizor in the mitzvah kala kibachamura. She'ein ato yoidea matan tzchoron shel mitzvahs. A person should be careful in a mitzvah kala kibah. What, by the way, what is the mitzvah kala, and what is called the mitzvah chamura? There are many perushim. One interpretation is mitzvah kala means a mitzvah which we do not prepare for. Kan tzipar is a mitzvah kala. Why is the mitzvah of kan tzipar a mitzvah kala? Ki yikorei. It had just a chance occurrence. You're walking down the street to Shul Shachris, an avenue J, and you happen to see a nest with a bird, and the mother is hovering over the chicks. Is it a mitzvah that you can prepare for? Impossible. There's no preparation. The whole essence of the mitzvah is ki yikore. That makes it kala. A mitzvah chamur is a mitzvah which you have to prepare for. Most mitzvahs are chamuras because in order to do the mitzvah properly, there's a zman, and there is a set of things that you need to do to make preparations for the mitzvah. Okay, that's called chamura, and that's called kala. So therefore, a person needs in every single mitzvah because you do not know the gemara is in the merdik zach. Ki ein ato yodeh, she'ein ato yodeh matan tzchoron shel mitzvahs. There's no one in this world today that has any understanding of the reward of a mitzvah. Elof, some people they think, some people they tell you they know everything that goes on in the other world. Okay, there are people like that. They know everything. They know what goes on in the end of the point. So they have a back of the kasha. What then does it mean over here when it says by Biku Chol? The Biku Chol is Ein Lo Shi'ur. It cannot possibly mean that we do. There's no Shi'ur to the reward. And for the Gemara Elam Abaya, Afilu Godol Eitzel Katan. What it means, Ein Lo Shi'ur, means even a great person has an obligation to humble himself and be Mevaker a Katan. That's answer number one. Rav Amar, Rav Safilu Me'apamim Bayoim. Even 100 times Bayoim, a person has to go be Mevaker Chole. If a person needs to Mevaker Chole, a person needs a visit, even when there is no Shiur to go back again. You can't go, so listen, I did my duty. I went once, I'm done, there's nothing more I have to go do. Fine, next. Amar Vachabar Chanin, Kol Mevaker Chole, Noitel Echem Yishishim Bitsaroi. A person's Zakhar Chayli takes away 1/60th of his illness. The Gemara Amri Lo Sam Sa'im Kain, if that's correct, the Gemara Sakashim Kain, Li Alun Shitin V'loy Kuma. Eivazeh, if you take away 1/60th of the illness, so visit him 60 times. Or let 60 people come visit him and he will become healed. Shlomi. Oh, it's left over Nechanami. Omar Le, no. What it means over here is exactly what you said, like the Isuraisa Debe Rebbe, which means, let's see if we have Rashi. What does our Rashi say? Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says, he's giving his own, when it comes over to take over here the assets, to marry off. How much money does a person give to marry off his children? So the first is, let's say a person has many, many daughters. The person has 10 daughters. Uben echad, a total of 11 children. Harishayna, no, tell this Isur Nechasim. The first daughter takes 10%. The Hashniya, the second daughter, Bamashe Shaira. And the second one takes over 10, whatever's left over. Vechein Lechulot, Umefarish Bahashas, Yushami, Nimsu, Bonois, Shinoilois, Bemona, Shrei Tilsei, Pachos, Pachos Tzivchar, Vahai Tolosso Moisiv Tzivchar. I don't know what that means. The base, what you use over here means over here, the same when it comes to a person that has 10 daughters, each one takes over, each one gets a tenth of what is left over. Okay,
so
right.
275 visitors
would take away 99%. 275 would take away 99%. Yeah. So that means all you need to have is 295 visitors. 295. So that means if we bring to you tonight 295 visitors, you'll be free. You'll be free from this problem immediately.
So you're saying that Biko Chela only takes place when you actually visit the person live. You can't do it on a Zoom.
Who says?
I thought that's what you were saying.
I didn't say that. I never said that. When did I say that? I never said that. When did I ever say that? Why not? To a degree. The same can you...
There's a thing, right? You stand by the head.
Shlomi, how could somebody come visit you if you have COVID? How could somebody be about to follow you in person?
And someone already had COVID. Someone who already had COVID. A person already had COVID. He's now immune.
You can get it again, Rabbi. I got it again.
I had it 4 times.
No, so? So that's my shout. Shlomi, your question... Sometimes they don't allow you when the person's quarantined, they have this, they have that. So what do you
do? Yeah, so maybe there's no possibility of people calling.
Okay, right. Let's go by the advice. Fine. I feel my apartment beyond. Amar Rav Acha Bachanin. Come back. Choy le vitlach. Mishish mitzar. Amalei. Im kein lielun shitin velekmua. Amalei ki isu raisa debei Rabbi. Next. Uve ben giloy. Another condition. The only one that is successful in removing 1/60th of the illness is a ben giloy, a person that has the same mazel. Rashi. Rash doesn't say that. Rash is Bachor Kimoisai Oizokin Lazokin. A person of the same age, for your league, your era. Okay, someone of your generation. We all understand that there are certain people that you don't have. It's a different generation. These youngsters, I'm Shaykh is these people.
Says the Rad and the Rash says the same point under the same sign.
The same what?
Under the same sign, under the constellation.
Oh, same mazel. I mean, born
the
same day.
Sign,
that means more like a. More like a whatever. It's more Kabbalistic concept, mazel. But Rashi does not say the Rashi is very posh. Rashi it means this. It means this, your era, a person that you relate to.
Rashi says mazel.
Oh, it's fun. Machloek shenolad hamavakir b'mazoloi shol choyle. The same mazel. So it doesn't necessarily mean the same age. It means you're born under the same constellation. That's the Ran. Rashi says the same era. You relate to them and they have the same values. The people of your generation, that they were born in your class, in yeshiva, they're your ben giloy. They look at the world the way you look at the world. Ben giloy means like people who relate, the people who are of a certain age, they've gone through the same life experiences as you. Also, they live in the same era. They've lived through the same struggles. Every generation has its own. We all understand. Every tikkuf has its own struggles. Look at these kids today. They're in a different world. They have their nisyonos, and they look at us like, I don't know, like different types of people. We look at our grandparents as different types of people, and we look at the younger generation as different types of people. V'zehu, that's why Hashem made it. Everyone has their niche. They're part of the world. Everyone
can. Always think that their way is the right way.
Of course, it is. Everyone is entitled to my opinion. That's Rabbi Orlovsky's name of his book. The name of his book is "Everyone is entitled to Everyone is entitled to my opinion." Let's go weiter. Okay, next Uben Gilei, the Tanya. Like look at the Rabbi, I know there was a kid that was born recently. So I said to the parents, I says, I don't care about this kid. By the time he will be my age, I'll be dead, long gone. So why should I care? On the other hand, there's no jealousy. You go to the bris and you say, Kishem shnichnas lebris, can you connect l'toyra ulechupu l'maisim tovim? I have no jealousy. I can say with the lev shalom. You know why? Because by the time that kid's going to be my age, I'll be gone. Without any shiloh. Think about that. Kishem, shnichnas, lebris, can you connect the Torah? How old is the kid? 8. By the time he's my age, I'm gone. So why shouldn't I forgive him, belay sholem, to be successful in life? Bishop is someone who's been Giloy. I imagine that if he's successful, I get jealous. But this kid, what do I care if he's successful? What is it to me? I'm not going to be here anyway. No? So you can look at it, you can look at it both.
Isn't it like you're giving a bracha to that child? You know, you're saying Kashem, what's the shot of the statement? Why do people make it?
Chazal told you to make it. Chazal said you should be mispalo. You should mispalo for Shaduchim. Someone once, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when should you begin to be mispalo for the Shaduchim of your children? So he said immediately, the day the kid is born, the Haraya, Kishem Shnichnas Lebriska Yikonis Latoira Ulechupa. The kid, what are you already worried about the kid Shaduchim? He's only 8 days old. A girl is even earlier because a girl they make a Mishaberach. When they give her the name, they right away say, they say Kishem Shnichnas Lebriska, and they say Kishem. They say to God, they say ready right away the day that the poor child is born. Okay, right, the next Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Fine. The title of the Braisa, Rabbi says, Bas Hanazoines Minixi Achin, Naitelis Isur Nechasim, the Gemara brings the Braisa about Isur. That a Bas Hanazoines Minixi Achin, let's say a person dies, he leaves over children, he leaves over assets. And now it comes time for the children to get married. How much money do the daughters get from the estate in order to make for them a wedding, to marry them off? 10% of the assets. 10%, this is a Tanai Ksuba. It is interesting, we always talk about this, Masechet Ksubas, all of these conditions that are Tanai Ksuba, where are they? They're not written down. In our Ksuba, none of these things are written down in the Nusach of the Ksuba. The Ksuba is a very basic document. Doesn't say all talks about his death. It doesn't say very much in our Ksuba. It doesn't say all these very elaborate conditions that appear in the Sefer Ksubas and over here are not written into the Ksuba Nusach of the Ksuba that we have today. So where are they written? So it's Tanai Bezdin, I guess. It's Tanai Bezdin. It says over here, Bas Hanizonis Menuchse Achim Naitelus Isra Nechosim. Next, Amlul Rabbi Lizvodecha. Mi Shayesh Loi Eser Bonus Ubein Ein Loi Luben Bimokoim Benois Kumu Ebaze. It's going to come out that if a person dies, he leaves over a fortune, and he has many daughters, and each of one of the daughters is going to get 10% of the assets, in the words, Havamina, that they each get 10%, then the son gets nothing. So you're in violation of B'mokum Sheyesh Bein, Ein Lebas Klum. If you're going to say in the Havamina that each one of the daughters gets 10%, if there are 10 daughters, and one son, the son will get nothing. This is a violation of the halacha. The makom sheish bin in lebas klum. Yeah? The tani, Rabbi Meir, bas hani zoyles nirse achen metos iso nechosin. The halvina means that each one gets 10%, not what's left over, but 10% mamish. Avul Rabbi, luzvarech mishesh esa bonus. Uben echad, ein loy leben makom minos klum. Amalochem, no, you misunderstood me. It doesn't mean that each one of the daughters gets 10% of what the assets are at the moment that the father dies. And they divide it up. It means as they get married, each one gets 10% of whatever is left over. Omar Lohan, we show you in the Telus Isra Mechasim, Shnia Bameh Sheshaira. It means whatever is left over. So Shlomi, you do the mathematical formula. If you start out with $100, the first one gets 10. Now we're down to $90.
When does your son take his part of the law?
Whatever's left over. After the 10 daughters get married, whatever, all the money is held in escrow. If you have, that's a Tanai Ksuba. The Tanai Ksuba is that the daughters have a right to take money from the assets of the estate.
He says if there's 10 daughters, they all get married at the same time.
Oh.
Then you reallocate.
What do you mean you reallocate? Let's see.
Let's see, you have 10, right?
Yeah, they're all getting married one shot.
And 8.1, then 7.3, and 6.6,
right.
5.9, 4.8, 4.3, 6.9. The 10 shares are pulled together for a total of approximately 65%. This total is then divided equally
among
the 10
daughters. Oh, so fascinating. So it comes out, if you have 10 daughters, it comes out to 65%. It comes out how much?
65%? 65%
you give away. That would be if they would get married one after the other. But if they all get married b'vas achas, then they actually take that 65% and they divide it equally among all the daughters. Who says this?
Who says
If they all get married on the same day, b'vasachas, so then if they would have gotten married one after the other, we would have taken all the money, we would have divided it, we would have gone down 10%, whatever is left of, which would result in 65. What? Shita Mikubet says in Masech the Ksubis, says, he's saying a chiddush that if they all get married on the same day, only on the same time, it says, only when they get married at the same time, we make this calculation and then we divide it. So that's the case with when it comes to person's illness, if everyone comes together, so how many people, like you said, if everyone comes.
That's just how you split it, but it's the same amount.
Right, okay, fine. No, so with the Bechoz Reus, Bechokos Beshove. No, look what it's. No, so he's saying that that's how. This only when they get married with Asachas, you're saying? It says if you're in Gemara, this will they do when. It says even if they're not going to get married with Asachas. Nochmal. Me, Sheesh, Esabonis, Ubain, Ain, Living, 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 Shlishis b'meish shayru v'chois rois v'cholkois b'shove. So you're saying that they get married at the same time. So they get married at the same time. Then you go and you take that amount, you make that calculation, which comes out to approximately 65%. So you take the 65%, you divide it equally. Each one gets 6.5. There are 10 daughters, and there's $100. So if you would go down, whatever is left over, it would come out 10. $9, so it's then it would be, I don't know, you have to, anyway, you go make the calculation, and you add all together, it will come out to 65% of the assets, then it comes out that they'll, each one's going to get $6.5 for their wedding if he leaves over $100. And let's say they get married only, but you send the Tosfos, the Masechta Ksubot says that this is only true if they all get married at the same time. But if they all get married with Bezeach Hazel and Chalem, each one takes 10% whatever is left over. Okay, Mr. Goldberg, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, right, next Gemara. Next, Rabbi Chelboy Cholash. Ma'isa Shehoya. Rabbi Chelboy was not well. Okay, the sugi of Bikur Cholim, Cholash. What happened? Nofak, he went out. Nofak, Ichriz, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana made an announcement. What did he say? He says, Rav Chelboy, Boish. Rav Chelboy is not well. Lo ikad ka'osei. Is there anyone over here that wants to be mevatel from their work, from their learning to go visit? How come no one is coming over here to visit the Hilika Rabbi Chelboy? Lo ikad ka'osei. Amar lehu. Lo kacha yamaisa. Wasn't there a maisa? B'talmud echa mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva. Shecholi got sick. Lo nichnasu chacham levakroi. No one went to visit the student. So the Rebbe himself went to visit. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva. Levakroi uveshvil shekibdoi v'ribsoi lefanav. So what did he do? He settled the dust. There was pollution. There was pollution in this home. There was particles of dust in the house. And shekibdoi, he swept the floor, and he settled the dust. He cleaned up all of the bacteria. Shekibdoi over here means to sweep. Okay, look over here on the side of the Gemara, Ois Aleph, it says over here on the side of the Gemara, Shekibet V'ribet. Shekibet means he swept. V'ribzoy lefonav. Koyo, he lived. So Amalei Rebbe, Heche Yisani. So the student said to Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, you have given me life. Yotzo Rabbi Akiva V'dorash, call me She'ein Mevaker Cholim Ki'ilu Shoifeich Damim. If you're not Mevaker Cholim, you're Shoifeich Damim. Fine. If you by not being mevaker the choila, you're actively causing him to die. So Rabbi Akiva, he said it differently. He said, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Call me she'ein mevaker cholim ki'ilu shoifech damim. You're a murderer. He didn't say you're a murderer. He said you're a goyrem of his death. A very big difference. There's a difference being actively. First degree manslaughter. First degree slaughter. And according to this man, the Yomar, it's not murder, it's a groma of death. It's my groma. What's the if you're going back to the rachamim? If you're not back to the choyle, what happens? The Gemara in the Havamina says that it's a kilu you mispalel that the person should die. Is that taka true? And you know the answer is yes. Because if you don't go mivaka choyle, you no. Oh, but every Havamina there's a shtickle emes. Let's go vayit Ella. Is a taka true that just because you hear a person is sick, you hear a person is not well, he's terminal. So what do you say? Oh, he's terminal. Let's get this over with already. I don't want to ruin my Florida vacation, my Florida winter vacation. So let's hope that he dies before I go on vacation, so I don't have to share my vacation to come back early to come back to the funeral. Is that the pshat? But if a person would actually go see the person, you would realize, you know, he's not hopeless. They said that can be done. When you actually see the matzav many times, that gives the person, the people who are the caretakers, the realization that something can really be done. Because when you hear bad news that someone is not well, people have a tendency to come to the conclusion that it's hopeless, and let us pray that he should have a dignified, swift, and painless end. But when you actually go and visit the person and see the person, you realize, you know, something, he does not have to die. There are things that can be done that can save his life, and then your mode of prayer will be not that he should die quickly, painlessly, and without complications, but that he should live a happy life. You hear the Gemara over here? The Gemara is saying something very profound. The Gemara is saying, if you go in Yimavaka the Chayla, then you're going to be mispalel that he should get better. But if you don't go be Mavaka the Chayla, and you get a report that he's very, very sick, then you mispalel that he should die. It's taka true. Because there are people that are terminal, that's taka the halacha. A person knows, a person has someone they're caring for, and they're terminally ill, and there's mamish, there's nothing that can be done derech hateva. So what do you mispalel for? They should live. Well, you mispalel to lamal of nisim, lamal derech hateva, yes, poiskim will say you should, but everything should go well. Everything that should go. But many times, people, they jump to that conclusion prematurely. If only they were going back to the call, they would realize the person can be healed. When people hear bad news that someone is not well, they don't do anything. They're not mispalel they should live, and they're not mispalel that they should die. You can't say that people that will mivak. Ran. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Ein mivak to vachem lo shich lo shiyamus." Nearby ena diach kama apamim shetzorach to vachem shachem lo alochel the shiyamus. As we said, see the Ran over here saying incredible chiddush halacha. The person that tells person is very ill, terminally ill, you should be mispalel. The person should die. Kegoyim shemitztayer hachoyle bechol yoy harve. He's in a lot of pain. The ef shelo sheyichi, it's impossible. Al derech hateva that he should live. Kedamin perak anois the cave in the chaza amser the maisha hayu the famous one was a maid servant of Rebbe. She saw that how much tsar he had every time he took off and took on his tefillin. The Rebbe the al kama zimnin lebeis akisei va'anach tefillin v'komet tsar. He had to go to the Besakisi numerous times, and every time he went to the Besakisi, he had to take off his tefillin and put his tefillin back on, and that caused him enormous tsar. Omer, she said, Yirotzen, she yukoifu, ho elyonim, esatachtoinim, kiloimar, dilemus rebi. It's a peladig Gemara. What was his tsar? His tsar was he had to take off his tefillin. You would think, what was his tsar? He was in excruciating pain, physical pain. No. That did not bother Rebbe. What bothered Rebbe was the tsar that he needed to remove the tefillin, the shame Hashem from upon him, that caused him so much tsar. The Amsei, the Rebbe came to the conclusion it was kedai for him to die. Could you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine? Rebbe could have been.
Remember, this was a case where his talmidim prayed that he should live.
Right, this is the case. This is the case. And she was.
And he was in the stand until she distracted them. and they interrupted the tefillahs. Remember, that was the story.
Correct. And then no one was in the stall, and he died. Could you imagine that this is the tzar? The tzar being sick is not the gesundheit. The tzar of Rebbe was not the physical pain. It was the pain that he was not able to serve Hashem. Wearing tefillin is a dogma of an oivet Hashem. He was unable to serve Hashem, fine. A tefillah to live is a very good tefillah. So what's in the kasha? Not only she'enu moyil lachias el afilu heichad yikalei hanah b'misa afilu oisa zutrosi einoy mahaneu. Oh wow! So he's saying over here, he's saying the pel degazach that sometimes when you mevakeh v'choyla, here he's saying pel degazach that if you're not mevakeh v'choyla, sometimes it's kedai to mevakeh v'choyla so that you should be mispal that he should die. Sometimes it's a person needs a tefillah that he should die. So, and sometimes a person needs a tefillah that he should live. So if a person does not go to Raka the Choyla is losing out both. Because sometimes it will be to the benefit of the Choyla that people should visit him and be mispalel that he should die. And sometimes the Choyla needs people to visit so that they should be mispalel that he should live. If the people come and see what is going on, they can make a proper assessment of the situation. Sometimes the assessment will be that the person has, there's a possibility, there's a reality that he could get better, and the tefillah will push him in that direction. And sometimes they will see the suffering is so great that the proper assessment is to be mispalel that the person should die and not suffer anymore. If they're not going to be mevakeh chol, they're not going to know what to do. So the Ran is saying a davar pella, that the choyla is being losing out on the possibility for someone to be mispalel that the choyla should die. Because that tefillah is also a good tefillah when that is what is required, that's what was demanded. Okay? That's an incredible kedai for me to come tonight just to learn that yourself. That people sometimes, you have to visit the choyla to know to pray that he should die. Certainly today, with modern medicine, you don't say that. Today we live in a different generation where today, they have. I mean, today, like you said, you never heard someone say it. It's very, very rare, where people are suffering to such a degree where the assessment is people should pray that the person should die. You don't really hear
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes the person himself. Especially, for example, the prime example I have is cancer. We have cases where
Sar,
the person
pain.
Wants to die.
Right, 100%.
Doesn't want to go through the suffering. If
that's the person who wants, 100%. But today, with modern medicine, not every case, absolutely, but there are. But today, even people who Rahman Lusson are suffering with terrible, terrible things, they do have the ability to diminish the pain. They don't necessarily have the ability to cure the person, but they could. There are certain things that can be done to a degree, whatever it is.
That's belonging. You know the story with Rabbi Twersky, Oliver Shalom, his father? His father had cancer. And he came to Rabbi Twersky in Milwaukee, where he was. And he had this, it's a pellet. And the father asked his son, he knew he was a doctor, he said, the medicine's not going to help, right? He had cancer. He said no. And he says, I'm not going to make it, right? But what it was, his wife.
Right, you shouldn't feel guilty. I'm going to have the treatment in order.
I'll take it because she's going to feel good.
Shouldn't have the guilt.
Shouldn't know everything.
Shouldn't have the guilt that we didn't do everything you can possibly do. He did it for his wife. They were there, so the chance of the treatment working were almost zero. But he still went through it because his wife was traumatized, what was happening, and he did not want her, and she wanted, she had hope, a glimmer of hope. Maybe it will work. And then after he dies, she shouldn't go and have guilt. You should have done this. What? Right, exactly. So that's why he's a tzaddik. That is why he was willing to go through this horrific, horrific experience. This is the pits. All right, let's go weiter. Lo yaleinu. They always say is that when a person learns these sugyas and you really delve into it, this is to a degree a kapara. Or neshalma fanim sifaseinu, that Rachman Lutzlan, no one should know from this, not the person learning and not anyone in his orbit. In his orbit in Klal Yisrael, that by learning these sugyas and dwelling upon the nisyonis that are involved in thinking about these things, these are very challenging things, by learning it, this itself, the person ki'ilu has experienced the musr sheboy, and the mela, it's not necessary at all in Shemayim that these things should actually have to come to this world and be implemented among humanity, not by the people that are learning it, and not by the people whom they are affiliated with, and not by anyone in Klal Yisrael.
When I learned this the first time, I was surprised. I don't know any other Pirush that says it as explicitly as the Ron does. I don't know anybody else that ever says it.
I don't know today. Today we live in a very different world. Today, Baruch Hashem, we all know that, today it's very rare for a person to die conscious, to be awake when he dies. Today, it's almost never. Person today, they're ready at the time when they have Yitzias Neshama, they're sedated, they're under a ton of medication, they're gone. And you're just watching a machine and the heart rate just drop lower and lower. You don't have these stories, they look up and they say, Shema Yisrael, and they say, I see my Zaydah coming, I see this one coming. You don't have this today. You cannot never hear of such a thing. People today, anyone, Rechman Lutzlan, that's the way they sedate them. That's the way it is. But in time of the Gemara, this is Maisim B'chol Yom. A person got sick, within 3 to 7 days, they were gone. And they left this world in a state of consciousness. So these type of Gemaras we don't relate to. We don't relate to these Gemaras because of modern medicine. And modern medicine is a double-edged...
I know, okay,
double,
so the patient sat up for a minute and then, like...
He said hello to people that are coming to visit him.
Fell down and expired.
And then all these different horrible stories. All right. Rachman Lutzlan. Next Gemara. Ki Asar Avdim, so over here he says, go further in the Gemara, so over here. Rava. It's on the first word on the page. What's the story? Yoima kadmo'o d'cholish. The first day that he got sick, Omar Lahoini told the people, lo tigalu le'inish. When Rava got ill, he said, do not, anes nistor, do not tell anyone that I am sick. Lo tigalu le'inish d'loi litra mazle. Didn't say miracle, I take that back. Because when a person is not well, his mazel is not strong. And if people find out, oh, he's a goner. And that will cause the mazel to become even weaker. What people, it's amazing, people's reaction, according to the Gemara, has an effect on the person's condition. This is a very difficult Gemara, this thing of mazel. Either you're going to live, you're not going to live. How does all of this work? No one knows the answer. No one ever came back to tell us how this works in the other world. But it appears that when a person gets ill, there is something called a mazel, and the mazel, it's not yet etched in stone that he's going to pass from this world, and there's still hope. And the best thing is, people should not know. That way, maybe the mazel will heal itself, the mazel will be restored. But once already people know and they start talking, that in some way that we have absolutely no understanding solidifies the person's fate, and he's a goner. So rather,
what about praying for this person?
But what?
If nobody knows, praying, davening, tefillah.
You don't know who your real friends are. You don't know who your real friends are. You don't know how this all works. We don't know. He says a blanket rule: a person that's sick in the beginning, no one should know. No one should know because it's not.
I'll tell you, Meister Shahar, a friend of ours, they live in our block. The brother was very sick. He had cancer and all that. He didn't want anybody to know, including
Well, there are other reasons. There are other reasons. You don't want to cause people agmas nefesh. And again, a lot of what it says in the Gemara today, the Gemara, is not necessarily relevant today, because today is modern medicine. There are things that can be done that are miraculous. And there are things that cannot be done, and they just, in fact, torture a person to the very, very end. To wait today, time with Gemara, do they have such a thing where a person takes a test?
What I'm getting at, well, the rabbi said at the Levaya, and I wasn't there, but someone says, he didn't understand why the person who passed away didn't even want his mother to know. He said the tefillah of a mother.
Of course, agmas so nefesh. What do you mean? What do you mean? Agmas nefesh, the mother, what are the chances of him getting better? The statistics are, well, the first thing the doctor tells the patient, Rahman al-Sun, is don't go online. I heard this 100 times. Person gets very, very sick. So the doctor tells the person, do not go online and research your condition and come back to me with the statistics of your survival. Because what happens, the person has a condition, so you go online, what are the chances the person in exactly my situation with all the details is going to live more than 6 months? Chances are, you know, 3%. And then all these numbers, and they come back to the doctor. That's what I read online. It says online that a person in my condition with exactly what I have is not going to live more than the average is going to live for 3 months. Dad, listen, don't give me this garbage, what you read online. We're going to do everything that we can to save you. It's in Hashem's hands, and you'll be okay. Just be mispalo. But what's going to be? He'll go tell the person, tell his mother. His mother will go online. She'll do the research. My son's going to be dead in 3 months. The agmas nefesh is noyer of the oyim.
But it's tefillah, Rabbi. You mentioned it a minute ago in your own.
So when the sticker gets out, it says the yoyim, the first day, in the very beginning, it's not a mitzvah to be mefarsim it. Later, I mean, everyone is different. Some people, they want the whole world to know. You know, some people, you get attention, they get covered. Some people, Rahman al-Sun, they don't even look at them. And then when they're sick, all of a sudden, they get an aliyah in shul, all of a sudden they feel bad for them. It becomes a whole different story. So some people, they're very happy, they get attention. Someone finally pays attention to them, so they want everyone to know about it. Listen, you can't generalize. These are just, because you say this, and you cannot compare, you cannot make it, you can really, there are too many variables to go and look at this as a formula for every single person, every single situation. General, basic, you said this. Fine. He said, we have at least the basic principle of here is something called the mazel. And the mazel is itra. And if people know about it, then you're going to solidify, you're going to finalize it. Don't do that. Loi tigalu l'inish loi litra mazel next. After one day, the second day, can you imagine the second day? Omar loin puku v'achrizu b'shukah, make an announcement. Dechol d'soni li, lechede li. Let anyone that is happy about my demise, they want my job. They can't wait until I go so they can take over, they can take what I have. They should rejoice. And that way, can you imagine this technique? That way, that itself will bring me a refuah. When my enemies hear that I'm going to die, and they start writing the obituary, they start getting everything all ready for my funeral, they start already planning succession, and they start all of this, and they start rejoicing, that itself will be a trigger for my healing. T'chsev b'nfol oyevecha al tismach. Why? The pasuk concludes, the ikar is what it does not say in the Gemara. The end of the pasuk says, "Pen yira Hashem v'ra be'enav v'heshiv me'elov apoy." When your enemy rejoices, that causes Hashem to heal you in order to take away the celebration from your enemies. Isn't that a strange concept? That when a person is sick, adrab, let the ganzavel know, my matziv, let them rejoice. Let them post. What?
That's why you know my life insurance, because they were all the mother should
live. Wait, say that again. That's why you don't buy life insurance. Why? So?
Because you're betting that you're going to die, and the insurance says betting you're going
to
live.
So you should buy life insurance.
Why should you be betting
that you're going to die? I once tried to get life insurance, and I was making holchesh. So the guy says, like, why do you want so much life insurance? Like, why do you want? Like, so I said, it's a great deal. So he says, I got to admit, it is. I said, why? I said, I want by my funeral everyone to be smiling from ear to ear. I have no yarshim. So I mean, I'll go to all these people and meet my family. They'll be so happy by my funeral. Don't you want to have a happy funeral? You have a very big life insurance policy. And you go, all the people that would come to your funeral, the your main relatives, they'll be smiling from ear to ear. They'll be take out a big, big life insurance policy. I'm not joking.
My life insurance, I had a 20-year term policy. It just expired because it made 70. But the people went up to $2,460 a year, $48,000.
All right.
Which means that you can't continue policies.
Ben Fol over here is a very strange Gemara. Ben Fol Evecha, interesting. So Ben Fol Evecha al Tismach, Pen Yidah Hashem v'Rabbeinu v'Heishu b'Levapo. And therefore, when your enemies, when they you know they had it, when she was diagnosed with cancer, what's her name? Ginsburg, the Chief Justice, not even the Supreme Court Justice. What was her name? A woman. Ginsburg?
Ginsburg?
Ginsburg. So this, she had something which most people die almost instantly, almost very, and they were, there was a certain senator, there was a certain person that was mamish, he wrote right away, she'll be dead within a few months. So
she had professional courtesy from the right they called Musa.
So it could be that she outlived him. This person wrote this big article like celebrating her imminent death. She had like for 10 years. She had it for 10 years, she survived him. Don't be so quick to go write articles celebrating people's demise. Fine. Okay.
There's a famous thing, right? The rumor of my demise has been totally exaggerated. Who said that?
What?
Who said that the rumors of my demise?
Premature. Report. The report of my demise is premature. Weiter. Udrachim, someone very famous. Yeah, I don't know. Udrachim, they have all these professional newspapers, they have obituaries to every single person all ready to go. Even the Jewish organizations, the Orthodox, they also, every one of these Gedolim, they die, and the next day they have these big articles. Well, come on, where do they get this? How do they get all this information so quickly? Fine. Udrachim, those that are rachmanis upon me, li boil lerachim. Okay, so this is the word maskana. There's a Mordei Gemara about a Rava. Rava's Yisoid on day number one. Do not be negale my situation so that my mazel should not deloy litra mazle. Because if people already have an attitude toward, you see from this Gemara an incredible Yisoid, that the attitude of the Hamoin Am affects a person's mazel. It's a very strange concept. You'd say that it's basher. Whatever is basher. No, it's not so. The Gemara is saying that if a person is not in a good situation, the attitude of the hamoin am could affect his outcome. So therefore, a person's in a difficult situation, it's not a good thing people should know, because most people come to a very dark conclusion. That is the human condition. When you hear bad news, to assume that it's even worse than what it really is, and that attitude amongst the population, amongst the people, will cause that itself that's not tangible, and yet that can cause the person's matzav, his situation, to deteriorate even quicker. But once already becomes publicly known, it leaks to the media, it leaks out into the tzibur. Adraba, let every single person who does not know, who doesn't read the news, let him find out about it. Because that way, you have to pull at all your stop, everything that you can do. People that do not like me, let them rejoice. And that itself is a trigger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal me in order not to give them the satisfaction of my demise. And those who love me will be misspelled that I should get better. Next Gemara. Amarav, Kol Vakas HaKhoel HaNitzol Midin Shal Gehenem, HaKhoel HaKhoel is Nitzol from the Din Shal Gehenem. Shenemer Ashrei Maskil Eldol. Praiseworthy, a person that's wise regarding the poor. Who's the poor? The poor is the person who is ill. B'yom Ra'ah, on the day of Ra'ah, Yimalateo Hashem, on the day of Ra'ah, Hashem will save the person who is maskil eldol when his day of Ra comes. When is a person's day of Ra? that's Dina Shel Gehenim, Shul Shel Mekhud, that he dies. The day that he dies is when he takes the entrance exam to Gehenim. Okay, there's an entrance exam to get into Gan Eden, and there's an exit exam to get out of Gehenim. before you get to the door, we have an entrance.
Can you get parole from Gehenim based on good behavior?
Good behavior in Gehenim? No one ever escaped to come tell us what goes on there. No one ever got parole and came back to this world to tell us what goes on there. In Gehenna. It's very complicated there. It's very a lot of. I always tell you, Gehenna. There was a leak in Gehenna where all the heat was escaping to Gan Eden. There's a Din Torah. Din Torah. Who should pay to fix the breach? The heat of Gehenna was escaping to Gan Eden. Should Gan Eden pay for the repairs, or should Gehenna pay for the repairs? So they went to the Bezer Shalmaila, and the Bezer Shalmaila paskin that Gan Eden, the people in Gan Eden should pay to repair the breach, the problem. So this trickled down, the Psak Halacha trickled down to this Zelt. And the people, they said, of course, in Gehenna they have the best lawyers. Shlomi, you hear the word? Weiter.
That's why they're burying lawyers 6 feet under.
Why?
Because deep down they're good people.
I like that. My computer is about to go. We have 3 minutes. I don't know if I don't make it within 3 minutes, have a good night. Hopefully we'll make it for 3 more minutes. Otherwise, it's not going to be able to get you back online here. Amarav. Call. What does it mean? From a state of illness, may Kadosh Baruch Hu, may I break forth. Okay, what does it mean over here? Yivatzeini over here is not so partial what it means. Oh, so Chizkiah Melech, he survived from his sickness after Yeshayahu gave him his granddaughter in Shiduchim. Why was he going to die? Because he didn't want to have children. So I once saw that this, don't learn from this, that every person doesn't get married, he goes to Gehenna. Like, only Chizkiah was in a special matzah because he was the last descendant of David, from whom they can come the Malchus David. Not every person is in the matziv where they need malchus. So he, by not getting married and having children, he was preventing malchus from continuing in Klal Yisrael. A regular person, every person to a degree has their uniqueness that's going to be cut off if they don't continue. But he represented the whole Klal Yisrael. He was the malchus of Klal Yisrael. He was very, very critical. Fine. Inami minodein kra. I have another pasuk. What is the other pasuk? The other pasuk says, "Madua ato kocha dal ben hamelech baboiker." This was by who? By Amnon. Amnon wanted to marry Tamar. Amnon was sick because of Shidduchim. He wanted to desperately marry Tamar, and they said to him, "Why are you so sick? Madua ato kocha dal ben hamelech baboiker. Why are you so sick? Ve'in ra baboiker." And then what does it say? Fine. So there it says, Dal. Why are you Dal? And in that situation, what was the context of that story? Amnon was a Choyle. So we have over here two psukim which tell us that the word Ra, Dal, means a person is deathly ill. A person is sick. And therefore, Ashrei Maskil El Dal, praiseworthy is the person that inquires after a sick person, and the reward is B'yoyim Ra'ah, when his day of Ra comes, which is Gehenim. And by the way, Gehenim does not just mean Gehenim in the next world, Gehenim means Gehenim on this world. There's a Ra in this world, a Gehenim in this world, on the day of Gehenim in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. Next, Shnemar, Ve'ein Ro'o El Gehenim, Shnemar, Kol Paul Hashem L'maneu, V'gam Rosho L'yoim Ro'o. Hashem created everything for his sake. Everything in this world was created to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam Rosho L'yoim Ro'o. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Gehenim to punish the Rosho. All right, thank you very, very much for coming along with me. If not, we will do nothing tonight. Refuah Shalema. Refuah Shalema Bekarai. Refuah Shalema. Feel good. Good night. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much for coming. Mr. Lover, thank you for coming.
All right.
I'm Amen.